Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Mink Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca on to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Mink, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. What do you want to talk about?
Bam went crazy.
I mean, he posterized Wemby. He posterized Wemby.
Put it on a t-shirt right now.
That's
put
what
it on a
Solana
t-shirt.
Wants to talk about. So, obviously, Chris Greer has been relieved of his general manager duties with the Miami Dolphins. They are saying that it is a mutual decision. And by the way, there are plenty of times I've had a bad show, and if someone came to me here and said, would you like to mutually agree to never do that again? I would probably go, yeah, you know what? I would like to mutually agree. And I can't imagine watching that game last night. I mean, that was embarrassing. It's what we talked about with the Indianapolis game week one, and then the beginning yep. of the New England game week two, and then the Carolina game and the Chargers game, where I kept saying, at what point is it just embarrassing? Where yes, maybe sir. You love Chris Greer. You trust in him if you're Stephen Ross. You love Mike McDaniel. You trust in him. You just say things are going to get better. But at some point, the embarrassment gets too loud. And last night, you're on primetime network television. They're booing you at home. It's obvious that you can't get anything done, that you're not going to win, that you're going to be embarrassed again. And it obviously just got a little bit too much for Stephen Ross. Something had to change, and something changed. I know a lot of people wanted a head coaching change as well. That apparently is not going to happen. They have said through sources that Mike McDaniel will be there the remainder of the season, but Chris Greer is the first domino to fall. And we'll have to see what other dominoes are in line.
I have my notes from yesterday, and I went on this long thing about to get to 3-6 is not just 3-6. It's about gaining the respect back of football on national TV primetime game. You go out here, compete with the Lamar-led Ravens. It was the total opposite way. You prove to the world what they were already thinking through player-only meeting gate, through Tua snitch gate, through all the gates. Okay, let's see what the Dolphins have. Not just getting beat by a better team, couldn't line up, crowd noise at home. Like, I'm embarrassed.
Right, yeah.
Tua can't get the snap off in Hard Rock. Like, it was just piling on embarrassment for Stephen Ross. Did Chris Greer have something to do with Tanner Connor not knowing where to line up about eight plays in a row? I don't know. But I just know that was embarrassing to watch. That wasn't
Greer,
the top level of football.
Chris Greer did not call that fade to Devon Achane in the corner of the end zone. By the way, no one ended up in the corner of the end zone. But that wasn't Chris Greer. But, didn't we talk, was it the beginning of this week, where it was like either or, if it's only one, if it's Greer or McDaniel, which one did we choose? I don't even recall.
I don't think we ended up choosing anybody, but I do know all offseason we talked about, is it the chef or is it the person buying the groceries? And we found out yesterday that Stephen Ross finally came to the conclusion, no, it's the groceries. And I know a lot of people have made this point, but I think it's the correct point after last night's game. This rebuild with Chris Greer manning the ship, his hands all over the rebuild, started in 2019, and the most embarrassing loss of that season was against who? Lamar Jackson, the future MVP, and the Baltimore Ravens, who came into Hard Rock Stadium and made a mockery of a Dolphins roster that people were saying should have been illegal. And 7 years later, a team Chris Greer, after two head coaches, has once again built up. It's supposed to be winning time. And once again, it's a mockery of a situation. Stephen Ross decided, no. 7 years later, it's still the groceries.
Right. And it's like even, hey, I'm going to get rid of Chris Greer right now, but also I still have Nick Westbrook-Ikhine on my roster. Right. It's not doing much right now, but it just is what it is. I mean, you've got to make a move. I really do believe, part of a move like this is visual. It's optical, right? Where you're saying to the fan base and the team, we know this is unacceptable, and we're not going to stand pat. We're doing something. And so they're having, who is it? The interim GM, the guy from Oakland.
The Raiders?
Champ something.
Champ Kelly, right? Yeah. Champ Kelly is going to take over the personnel decisions for the rest of the season, which means, by the way, because the Dolphins were supposedly not sellers, because the trade deadline is Tuesday. Dolphins were not going to be sellers. And I have a feeling that may have changed because Champ Kelly doesn't have any ties to the roster. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing if you've put it together, you say, oh, no, we're not sellers because I still think I can take these pieces and make it something. Champ Kelly walks in and he goes, hey, what the hell are you guys looking at? Like, nothing can stay. Everything must go. And so I think you'll see a drastic change in their approach to Tuesday's trade deadline.
But Crowder, it's why they make the change today, right? I mean,
yeah.
You're hearing from Jeremy Fowler before the game. You're hearing from Ian Rappaport, maybe Chubb, maybe JP, but the Dolphins are in no hurry to make widespread changes. And Stephen Ross has to be sitting up there saying, hold on a second, I get it. My head coach wants to play Tua, wants to play the best players. He's trying to save his ass. Chris Greer doesn't want to move on from anybody because he's praying by some grace of God that this roster he built turns things around. You have a trade deadline coming up 5 days from now. Now 4 days from now, you've got to make moves. It would be absolutely ridiculous not to move on from these guys.
I'm going to give y'all a hint. You can't run an NFL team like Bar Rescue. This Champ Kelly, this Champ Kelly's not walking in saying, "Hey,
he's not Robert Irvine." Robert Irvine is walking in to save it in 2 days.
Hey, change the menu. You go back of house. You run the kitchen. We're good to go. It is way deeper than that. It almost hurts more now because we did talk about it. We talked about it for weeks now where they were getting their ass kicked. Who's going to go? Who is it? Is it both of them? They can't stay together. To say the guy that's been there for 25 years and now running it for 7 is the problem, that's deeper than even saying the coach doesn't know how to coach.
Yeah.
McDaniel just got the head coaching job. This dude has been in your building for 25 years and you're admitting, yeah, we let him take a lot of decisions that were totally wrong. This is tough. It's sad. Sad for Chris Greer as a person. You know, we never say just fire people.
Love
sad for him as
him.
A human.
Seems like a really good dude.
But this Champ Kelly, I wonder what his office looks like because it might be a broom closet.
So what do you know about Champ Kelly? I know he played.
He has 40 hours.
But
he
was running the Raiders though, wasn't he? Like he was the general manager.
Well,
wasn't he?
He was the interim general manager for the Raiders as well.
But what is he going to do in 40 hours?
Well, I think at least you have someone with football knowledge pulling the trigger on potential trades that you don't have Chris Greer doing it when you know that he wasn't long for the job. No. Stephen Ross doesn't know. Like, you know, the only thing he knew, as the ticket wizard said to me last night at Funky Buddha, Stephen Ross has made 2 edicts during his tenure as owner. Draft Lamar Jackson, they ignored him on that one. Oh, who was it that they listened to him on? I got to get Barry to text me because, I mean, it was like wasn't Jakeem Grant. Who was it? It's somebody where he was like, I like that. Who was a little guy? I'll find out. But it's like he doesn't know football. He needs to bring someone in. Champ Kelly, what did he do?
Was it Mike Wallace? I have some of his NFL experience here. In 2007, the Broncos hired Kelly as a college scout, promoted him to assistant coordinator. I'm reading on the Finsider.com, by the way. So he was coordinator of pro and college scouting in 2008. In 2010, promoted, made him the assistant director of pro personnel. In 2015, he became the Bears director of pro scouting, promoted in 2017 to assistant director of player personnel. During his time in Chicago, the Bears had 21 Pro Bowl selections, 8 selections in 2018, most in a single season for the franchise.
I'm looking at it. With the Raiders, he was the assistant general manager for a couple years. He's been with the Dolphins since March. I didn't know that.
Oh,
he's been with the Dolphins. In March, Kelly was hired by the Miami Dolphins to serve as senior personnel executive.
Oh, okay. So he got his foot in the door,
yeah,
knowing something was about to happen.
Yeah.
Or they brought him in saying, Hey,
help Chris Greer.
He needs help.
Help Chris Greer. Also, help his ass out the door.
He's carrying boxes right now.
We're going to get to a lot of stuff today. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mike Cugno is going to join us today. Chris Perkins is going to join us today. They were both there last night and have, I'm sure, plenty of observations about what transpired last night and what has transpired today. We've got one final pair of Heat tickets to give away. Heat and Blazers on November 8th. Heat lost to the Spurs last night. We'll hear about that in headlines, but we will give away that pair of Heat tickets sometime before 6 o'clock. Headlines with Solana, who is dressed as Little Red Riding Hood, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
I love the idea of Chris Greer telling everybody, hey, we're not taking any phone calls. Put your cell phones away. Cancel the telephone line to this building, to Miami Gardens, because we're not taking any phone calls. And then today, Champ Kelly sets up almost like a telethon. Everybody working the phones. Let's go. Answer every phone call
imagine,
for everybody.
I'm not kidding you. I have to imagine it's one of the biggest 180s you will ever see a personnel department. Because Chris Greer, they did seem to be kind of in this mode of, yeah, unless something, you know, knocks our socks off, we're going to ride with what we have. And if you're Champ Kelly, I mean, you're auditioning perhaps for a role and you've got like a week to get it right when some general managers get 5 years to get it right.
4 days.
4 days to make some sort of, now again, he's not getting anybody great. It's what can he get in return for some of the guys who are wanted by other teams? Can he get something of value for Jalen Phillips, Jalen Waddle? I hate saying their names because I like these guys. Bradley Chubb, like, we could go down the list and we'll see what Champ Kelly does.
He has to do something. Because if you don't do anything, you're doing exactly what Chris Greer told us he was going to do. So we didn't bring you in to be a little Chris Greer.
Well, though, you could go to Steve Morales and go, these guys are so bad that I can't even saddle you, whoever the next GM is going to be, if it's not me, I cannot saddle you with a seventh round pick for Bradley Chubb. Not going to do it.
But here's the problem, Hawk and Crowder. You have a ton of guys on this roster that you've got to know what you have in. Quinn Ewers, Ethan Bonner, Jason Marshall Jr., Jordan Phillips, Isaiah Johnson. You got to know about Savai Naya. You got to know about Kenneth Grant. Like, there's just a ton of guys that aren't playing right now because obviously Mike McDaniel and Anthony Weaver are playing for their ass, right? But you've got to know. So what does an interim general manager do? Hey, we're moving all the guys you're playing ahead of them because we have to figure out what we have in these players we put draft capital in, because if we don't have anything, we've got to move on from them and it has to start now. So, like, even Jalen Wright is a guy that's interesting. Yesterday,
he was inactive again.
Inactive after Mike McDaniel. Hawk, we spent an hour on the pregame show playing sound from McDaniel talking about how valuable it is to have three running backs.
He had a good game. He had a good game against Atlanta.
And then he benches him, and he elevates for the first time in his career Taj Washington, who fumbles on his first ever NFL reception and kills the Dolphins, leading to the first touchdown for Baltimore. It just makes no sense. even a guy like Jalen Wright, who you drafted with a third-round pick, you're not getting that for him. But if you're not going to play him, Mike McDaniel, well, you might as well move on from him.
Right.
I just think that's one instance. There's so many guys like that. Minkah Fitzpatrick, next season, not guaranteed $15.6 million. Bro, if he's not in the long-term picture, what can you get for him? Like, that has to be the mentality going into Tuesday.
And how do you bring an all-pro by Minkah and he makes no plays for you? You trade your corner and you, what, Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey for him. Has Minkah made a play? Correct
me if I'm
wrong.
Zach Sealer?
I have not seen Minkah make a play.
What about Zach Sealer? I mean, you gave him a bag of money. He's been pretty quiet.
This damn Champ Kelly better have some magic in his back pocket, because I think now, to Solana's point, is he here to fix the team or just start a big evaluation? Because I think it's the latter.
I got a text from the Ticket Wizard. They didn't listen to Stephen Ross when he told them to draft Lamar Jackson. They did listen to Stephen Ross when they told him to take Jakeem Grant. And it just, like, why? Like, you had a 50-50 chance with your owner, and you chose the wrong guy.
I'll tell you what. I'd rather watch Jakeem Grant and Jarvis Landry right now than Taj Washington and Malik Washington fumbling.
Crazy annoying. I mean, crazy annoying. Anyway, give us headlines, because Cuno is going to join us. I want to talk with him.
Dolphins, by the way, currently slotted to have the number 4 overall pick. Which obviously will change, but that's where it currently stands. The Heat yesterday, close game, down the stretch, no Norman Powell. We figured Bam did have a big game. Took 13 three-point attempts.
He did?
13 three-point attempts.
Where'd that come from?
He's shooting threes this year. He's going to blow his – last year was a career high in three-point attempts. All 13. He made 4 only. He made 4.
I'll tell you what, Bam hitting 4 threes in a game, I would have lost that over under, because I bet it was set at a half.
Yeah.
I hit a parlay last night. I lost every Dolphins bet I made. Tua. Yeah. Anyone see this clip that's going viral on social media? That intentional grounding where he could have run for 60 yards.
Yeah.
Did anyone see that?
Yeah.
He's hearing footsteps or something. Like, he's so out of it. He kind of rolls a little bit to the left. There's no one there, including a receiver, by the way. And he just buries the ball. He's not outside of the tackle box. He buries the ball into the grass. He could have run for 15 yards. I had Tua over 2.5 yards rushing, and he had one rush for 1 yard, which on that one rush, any other quarterback would have gotten 5 yards. But he had to slide way too soon. So frustrating. The only bet that I won last night, I did a parlay. Wemby double-double, Bam double-double. And Bam was stuck on 9 boards, like, I don't know, 8-9 minutes into the fourth quarter. I'm watching the Dolphins, but they did have one TV at Funky Buddha up on the Heat. And I guess I had talked about it so much, one of the servers came over to me and they go, "You got your 10th board." I didn't even see it. The guy's like, "You got your 10th board." I was like, "All right."
I had 2 over. I was hot about that one as well.
Yeah.
Had Lamar Jackson over 34.5.
How many end with?
Maybe
13? No, 16.
16.
Yeah.
He had that one run.
But why?
For the most
why
part.
Would they
they
why
did a
would
good
he
job.
Have to run?
He didn't need
we
to.
We weren't even around him.
Yeah, didn't need to.
It was, yeah, yeah.
For the
Zay
most
Flowers
part.
Flowers hit 64. I had a 66. All my props went to hell.
The defense held the Ravens, for the most part, the running game, especially, in check until the very end, where they just kind of stat padded. But
McDaniel actually, in the postgame press conference, said something of value, which was, it's always a bad omen when you are outplaying a team and you're losing, or when you're playing well enough to be winning and you're losing. It's a bad omen. And that's what happened in the first half.
Yep.
But they had scoring opportunities. I haven't gotten to Riley Patterson yet. I will. I was inundated with DMs, so I imagine you were as well.
Oh, you're talking about the only guy that scored yesterday for the Miami Dolphins?
The guy.
Wait, you're talking about the only guy who put points on the board for the Dolphins yesterday?
I'm talking about the guy who's the kicker for the only team in the NFL that doesn't have a 50 or more yard field goal this season.
Knocked it in from 49.
The only team in the NFL
49
that does not have a 50-plus yard field goal this season is the Miami Dolphins. Now, why do you think that is?
It was actually 50. Bad spot by the official. By the way, Tua's pregame speech.
Oh, my
he meant,
goodness.
He meant great. Four quarters, right? He said 4 hour. He said 1 hour. What did he say? 60 minutes.
60 minutes. Four hours.
He meant 60 minutes next four quarters. I have to believe that. I have to believe that he misspoke.
Was he? There was no emotion in his voice.
That was weird too. It was like almost like a high pitched squeal.
This, just think about. You're under this. You're under this awning. You're about to run out in front of 60,000. Well, however many's out there. Well, let's say 60,000. That's what you like. That's the hypest point of the pregame is right then. Here come fella. Let's go out here and do our thing. Come on, guys. Fins on three. Fins. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna sell.
You just know the producers at Amazon were like, "Oh, that's gold. We got gold right there, man." Because, like, he's not hyping anybody up with that, bro. He's not hyping a peewee football team up with that speech.
Ollie Gordon getting yelled at by Stutterfield and not doing anything wrong, then him slamming his helmet. Like, whatever you thought about the Dolphins with this, all this stuff going on over the last month was confirmed last night.
There's troubles.
When you watched that game.
There's troubles.
Oh, this team, not just football-wise. Yeah. This organization's in trouble. That's what you're looking at.
That Ollie Gordon thing was BS.
Crazy. I don't understand. I mean, how do you have video replay assist?
You literally would have to believe that he does not know how to play football or block to just launch himself at someone's feet or knees. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you literally have to believe that he's never blocked in his life. And, like, it's one thing to get beat and you hold someone or whatever. Like, he slipped. It was so obvious that he slipped.
Why do you throw your pelvis at him? You have shoulder pads and a helmet on you can hit him in the knee with.
Right.
I'm going to lay sideways and let you kick me in the gut?
Yeah, it didn't make any
sense.
That's
the dumbest. Dumb as hell.
But explain to me why the NFL implements immediate video replay assistance for the referees on the field. We've seen it where a play is not ruled a touchdown and within seconds it's overturned. We've seen a play not ruled a first down, spot in the field changes within seconds. But you can't phone in to the referee to tell him, hey, that's not a penalty right there. That takes away a massive play for the Dolphins.
I think by the book, it is a penalty. His body went into the lower body of the person who is trying to get to the – I don't know if it was the rusher or the quarterback.
Yeah, rushing, yeah.
So I think by the book, it probably is a penalty. But he slipped. No one has blocked that way in the history of the league. No one's blocked moving into a horizontal position, like they're trying to stop a free kick. And, you know, when they lay across the other guys, like, I don't know. I want to talk to Cunha, so let's wrap up headlines.
Ooh, he's
here.
Coming. Log roll. Log roll.
Yeah. No one's ever done that.
By the way, Crowder, just to end it here, you're wrong. Minka Fitzpatrick did make a play yesterday, collided with Dante Trader in the open field, so Mark Andrews could score second touchdown
of the
game.
That was the funniest. Like, we burst out laughing at Funky Buddha. When we saw the replay and they just slammed into each other, burst out laughing.
This Trader is a questionable addition, I'll tell you that much.
That is the Minka Fitzpatrick Dolphins legacy right there, running into Dante Trader. Your weather in South Florida right now, gorgeous weather, man. Today is beautiful weather.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Mike Cugno from CBS4 and Dolphins Weekly live in the Dolphins pregame and postgame on CBS. He is going to join us in the next segment and give us his thoughts on everything happening here on Rob Schneider's birthday.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Nothing in the world rhymes with liver bird.
Absurd.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You saw him on CBS4 last night. I mean, you see him on CBS4 almost every night, and he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live, and you see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. I watched the entire postgame show last night with Cugno and John Congemi and a sad Kim Bocamper in the bowels of the stadium. So, Cugno, we learned today that Chris Greer has been relieved of his duty. I'm sorry, Chris Greer mutually agreed to be relieved of his duties, whatever that means. What do you make of what transpired from last night to today when we heard the news?
Well, let me just say this. It feels like every single week, at least the weeks that came with a loss, it felt like everyone was kind of on standby. Like, what's going to happen? Who's going to get fired? Is someone going to get fired? And it finally happened tonight. And last night, I think, was one of those nights where you're just like, it wasn't even like when the second half happened and the Ravens ate up most of the third quarter on that first drive and really just kind of put the game out of reach there, not only by the points, but just now the clock was working against the Dolphins. Everything was snowballing. The Taj Washington fumble, the penalty, then the miss kicked, you know, like it all started to snowball and you could feel it in the stadium that when one mistake happened, it started to compound. And I think this was just kind of coming. It was just, at what point was it coming? And who I don't want to say fall guy, but who was going to be, I guess, the first domino to fall. And now we have Chris Greer out. And you know what? Owner Stephen Ross said it last year. You know, the status quo couldn't stay the same. And here we are. The status quo was the same. They were literally 2-6 a year ago. They made a little bit of a run, but to be 2-6 again, 12 months later, that's where the change came.
And Mike, talking about the dominoes, like, were they already lined up when anything went wrong? Because not scoring in the second half, embarrassing, you know, pre-snap penalties, having to call two timeouts when you're down in the third quarter because Tanner Connor is blind. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. Like, it didn't look like.
Why are you harping on Tanner Connor? Out of all the things that have gone wrong this season, Tanner Connor.
He's got tight end PTSD.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's tight end PTSD.
I hear Tua yell on TV, "This side, Tanner. This side, Tanner. Get lined up, boy." But, like, I didn't look at that game and say, "Oh, this Chris Greer doesn't know what he's doing." Like, were the dominoes already lined up? If somebody was going to go, Chris Greer was going to go.
Yeah, so People always come up to me and they're like, are they firing McDaniel? Are they benching? I'm like, what are you accomplishing at this point of the season, firing the head coach or benching the quarterback? Then you're just punting on everything, right? Like you've admitted that you don't care about the next half of the season. You can't do that as an organization. But I think just everything kind of coming to a head. You just look at the contracts that look, and credit Chris Greer, because there was a year he went for it, and he really went for it. When you bring in Armstead, Ramsey, Tyreek Hill, you kind of put all your eggs in the basket. They went for it. Some of these contracts didn't end up working out, and now you're kind of saddled with them. I think in the domino to me is looking at, okay, where are we as a team? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Is this just growing pains? No, because some of these contracts are going to be prohibitive going forward, and now you're going to have to work around it. Whoever the next guy is in terms of the general manager is going to have his hands full in terms of doing some sort of salary cap gymnastics, or you better be like the best scout ever and find guys like who can play like at a pretty decent pay rate. This is going to be a tough, like, if I'm out there, like, let's say there is a change at coaching, and I don't know if there will be, but if there is one, I look at that and I go, I'd want to be a coach down in Miami because I could attract free agents down to South Florida and all that stuff. If you're a GM, how attractive does the job become because of where they are with some of these big contracts and what they're going to have to do? This is going to be a tough job. It's going to be a big test for whoever the next guy is.
What do you think was or had the most important impact on Ross finally pulling the trigger on the move, Cuño? I know you mentioned the record, and maybe that's what it is. But yeah. I think also the game yesterday, again, the Dolphins, the talent gap, as you're mentioning the roster, was just so clearly the gap hadn't narrowed from a couple seasons ago when in 2023 you got blown out in Baltimore. But what about the fan base? You had people wearing brown paper bags on them again yesterday. You have now on social media a lot of fans claiming that they're canceling their season tickets, proving that with screenshots of the cancellation, you've had the banners. Like, I wonder, was yesterday the final straw? Stephen Ross looking down, they don't score a touchdown, and he sees more Ravens fans than Dolphins fans. I wonder if that's what finally was like him saying, that's it, something has to be done.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. So to me, it's like, yes, you look at all the football stuff, right? Obviously the record and what they have in terms of the future of their team and the contracts and everything. But as an owner, you're in the building and you're watching. And there was I kept saying to Kajemi last night, I was like, it's a lot of dark jerseys. Are these the new, rivalry jerseys? Like, that was trying to figure out, because the last time we had a primetime game, that's what, but then you look and it's just 8, 8, 8, 22. You know, like, it's a lot. There was a lot of Ravens fans in there. And then to, I think, see that, hear that post game, there was what looked like more than a few hundred Raven fans that stayed behind for the Amazon post game with Lamar Jackson. They were very loud. You can probably hear them on our post game when Kenjemi and I were out there on the field. There was a lot of Ravens fans there. And then any shot you saw on the television screen was fans booing and saying things you couldn't repeat with audio. Like, it was, I think you're right. At some point, as an owner, he probably had to factor in.
Hey,
right?
You're wearing purple. You're wearing purple right now.
Purple's my favorite color. It's the color of royalty.
Yeah, it's the color of the Ravens.
What do you want from me?
I'm just telling you. I mean, if we're looking for clues here, they got the Dolphins post-game weekly guy wearing purple for the Ravens.
Crazy.
Your co-host here is some sort of werewolf or Shaggy Doo.
Yeah. I thought he was Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm the big bad wolf. Like, what don't you guys understand?
I thought you were Little Red Riding Hood needed electrolysis. I thought those number 8 jerseys were for Matthew Judon. You're saying they were for someone else?
They're the Matthew Judon jerseys if they come with the long sleeves, the long orange sleeves. Right. Then it's enough.
Hey, Mike, you bring up the next GM, which I don't – Champ Kelly, he's been in the building. I just found out today since March he was some associate scouter or whatever the hell it was. Yeah. What can he really do before the trade deadline? Or is he expected to do anything? I was saying that Chris Greer came out and said he's not doing anything. So now Champ Kelly has to do something because he can't go along the same path that Chris Greer was going, who just got fired.
Well, is Champ Kelly, and I don't know, is he a serious candidate for this job? That would be my question, because if he is, then you, and maybe you know, that's the thing. Like, if he's the GM or the future GM, then obviously Stephen Ross would be like, okay, start making your moves. But if he's not, how do you say yes without someone else signing off on this? Like, someone, like, any move, I feel like, has got to go up the chain of command here, because if you're just going to get rid of players that the next GM would want, what are we doing? What are you doing? It's almost like I could imagine the Dolphins standing pat in terms of the trade deadline just to give whoever's next, okay, now you do what you have to do. But I could also see them being like, hey, get what you can get for guys. There's a lot of talent on this roster. You know, and Solana, you mentioned a talent disparity. I'll disagree with you a little bit there, only because that first half, the Dolphins clearly outplayed the Baltimore Ravens. That, like, aside from the couple mistakes that turned, I know that counts in football. Obviously, you can't theoretically beat someone like Mike McDaniel said his postgame, but man, they outgained them by more than 100 yards. They were inside the 35 four times. Like, had they been able to execute, that game could look a little different.
But Cuño, I think that kind of proves my point, in my opinion, which was the Dolphins outplayed them, had 100 more yards, and were still down 14-6, despite the Ravens being more talented, not playing their best brand of football. They still had the lead, you know?
The defense, man, the defense nearly got that stop at the goal line. They took him to a fourth down. I mean, I'm just trying to find, like, there are, I think, little pockets of positivity.
No, I mean, it wasn't there's, like, there's good, in that there's first good half. Players, there's good players on the Dolphins, but the team top to bottom is super top heavy. We've talked about this a million times.
It doesn't work. Yeah. I think we've seen enough. Right. It just doesn't work for whatever reason. It may work on paper. Just whatever reason, it's not working, and I don't know. It's like I said earlier in the show. Chris Greer didn't call the fade in the end zone to Devon Achane. Like, that's not Chris Greer's fault. Someone called that but Chris Greer is the first domino to fall, like you said.
Fourth and two in the red zone, and, like, they lined up, and I said it out loud because I heard myself. I went, empty backfield. And I don't know what that play was.
Like, it was a terrible play.
I would rather two have gotten to the line, looked at that, and been like, timeout. Let's just
naked kick boot. A field quick. Naked get, boot. Get I've been here. Calling for that naked boot. All naked that would boot. That he would have waltzed into the end zone untouched if they ran that naked boot right there.
I was going to ask, who thinks faster, Tua or Hockman?
Oh, I could take.
I got Hawk.
Yeah, I could take Tua.
Tua.
No, I'm fleet of foot. I got to tell you real quick, because we're out of time. So we're watching Cuño on the video feed, and he's jacked. I mean, the dude is jacked. Yesterday, my friend Todd is in town from Chicago, and we're watching the game at Funky Buddha. Me and Crowder and Todd's there and the Ticket Wizard. And so Todd only listens to the show on the podcast, the audio podcast. He doesn't see any of the video. So he kind of knows the players on the show. And he had told me after everyone had left and the game was over last night, he said he thought he had confused Appel for being Mike Cuño. And he said, that's the guy who you're always talking about who's in great shape. And I said, no, that's Josh Appel. I go, Mike Cuño from CBS4 is the one who's in great shape. And Todd said, oh, well, that makes more sense, because Appel doesn't look like he avoids French fries.
Nah, Appel sneak up on you. You know what I mean? He's got like farmer strength.
He ain't sneaking up on nothing.
He's sneaking up on your leftovers.
Well, get used to all this, or remember what this looks like, because I owe President Joe from UM two donuts for last week's
two donuts.
Bed. And I will see if I have two. I haven't eaten them yet, so I'm behind.
Are you going to allow your child to get candy tonight for Halloween? Is candy allowed in the Cuño household?
It's a yeah, so
know,
she
but
can.
You still got to go.
Receive,
you still got to walk them around and get candy.
Oh,
she can receive the candy, and then we'll have a lesson in the food pyramid after, in terms of what and how much she can actually eat, and then we'll throw it all out, and then we'll say next year.
He is
you'll
the
be
worst. Enough. He's the worst. What will you sneak a bite of? There's some Halloween candy where even Cuño goes, you know what? As in shape and with every calorie I watch, I gotta have one of these.
Sour Patch Kids. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Yeah.
0 grams of fat.
I like zero grams of fat.
You knew it wasn't going to be like a Whopper or a Butterfinger.
It's just filled with carbs, which he'll burn off anyways with one workout. Yeah. You're so predictable, Cuño.
Bro, let me tell you something. Haribos, like gummy bears, those are good post-workout. If you want to process all the carbs you did after a workout, like that's, you talk about gains. Have a little bag of...
He's every TikTok gym bro on TikTok. By the way, Cuño... I know you found the perfect lighting wherever you parked. We see right through you.
He looks good, man.
When you look that good, you don't
need lighting when you look that good. Like, he just genuinely looks good, but he takes care of himself.
I radiate, Solana.
He does. He does. See you, Cuño. We got to go.
I'm glowing.
He is. He is glowing. All right. We'll see you, Cuño. Thank you. Mike Cuño from CBS4 on this very important day.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Mike Cuño, eat a damn French fry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zycam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zycam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zycam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zycam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zycam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zycam.com.